This is the class 8B. It is the 20th of December, and this is the story that they have just made. The story is called Tayus and Enrico Meet the Red Dog. Once upon a time, there was a man. He was about 50 years old. He was very elegant. He was very strong and smart. He had a very close bond with his dog, Enrico, who was his best friend. And everybody in the village thought he was nice and helpful and had great advice, and he was a great teacher of people. He lived in a quiet neighbourhood and he had a love in his life, but she left him down. She ran away from him and she left him brokenhearted. So he looked on the internet to see where could he go, the furthest place away and the cheapest. And he found that if he went to Alaska, that it wouldn't stretch his bank account. So he packed up his dog, Enrico. He got all the shots for his dog and for himself, and he flew to Alaska. When he got there, he didn't know what he was expecting, but he found that the place was like a jail. He found that the people were very nice, but they couldn't leave their place because they were being threatened by a red wild dog who was scary and aggressive. They couldn't seem to tame this dog, and they felt like they were in a prison. And the colder it got, the more miserable it got. So he was thinking, maybe I'll go home. Tayus was thinking, maybe I'll go home. But then he saw this beautiful woman. Her name was Lowry, and everybody fell for her. She was beautiful and confident, and everybody's eyes were upon her. But she did seem to have a little bit of interest in Tayus, whose dog did not like this, because Enrico had witnessed how brokenhearted he was. So any time the two of them sat near one another or together, the dog got in between them. And it was around this time that he noticed that if he rubbed the dog in a circular motion on his head, that he could now hear the dog. And the dog was saying, "Get away from her." So he started to talk to the dog. And when he talked to the dog, the people said all they could hear was, but the dog understood what he said, and he understood what the dog said. And the dog told him the gossip about the red dog, and he said that he has a mission, and the mission is to meet the dog. And he said, "Are you absolutely crazy? I'm not doing that." But then the dog hit him with his paw and he became completely tiny. And he said, "What are you doing?" in dog language. And the dog said, "If I hit you twice, you'll become very tall." So he hit him twice and he became over 10 feet tall. And he said, "When you're this size, then the red dog will take notice of you." So in his giant size, and he was now taller for the first time than Laurie. So with his giant size, he began to walk out towards where the dog was. And when the red dog came, it was so terrified of him that it went and crawled on its belly up to the feet of Tayus, who said, "You better behave yourself." And then he noticed his own dog was acting very strange. Enrico came on his belly and lay down next to the red dog, and they touched noses. And Enrico, or the dog, let him know that he wanted to stay with the red dog, and that the red dog would now be happy and not aggressive and not scary. But Enrico must leave Tayus. And Tayus said, "That's okay, because I'll settle down with Laurie," which he did, and they all lived happily ever after.